Hello, friends. This is the second hour of Out of This World Radio and Television with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here on 1150 AM in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle here in the United States, in North America. We have on the line, very honored and privileged to have on the line, Dr. Kazuo Murakami. He's one of the world's top geneticists. He's had a fascinating background, and I invited him on the program today because of his work in laughter and prayer and how that's determined, how that can help determine, help us with any problem we may have in a physical level or even a spiritual level. He's a professor of numerus at the University of Tsukuba, I believe. It was one of Japan's leading research industries, universities. In 1963, he obtained a doctorate in agricultural chemistry from the Graduate School of Agriculture at Kyoto University, and then became a researcher at Oregon Health and Science University. He also, in 1976, he started as an assistant professor at Vanderbilt University. He was appointed professor of applied biochemistry at Tsukuba, I hope that's correct, University in 1978, where he began genetic research. In 1983, he decoded the human enzyme renin, a hidden factor behind hypertension, which won him international acclaim. In 1990, he won the Max Planck Research Award. In 1994, he became the director of the Tsukuba Advanced Research Alliance Center at their university. In 1996, he was presented with the Japan Academy Prize in recognition of his achievements. He currently heads the Foundation for Advancement of International Science Biolaboratory, recognized authority on biogenetics. In 2007, famous Japanese film director Tetsu Shiratori made a film on the life story of Dr. Murakami with a collection of interviews with holistic health pioneer Deepak Chopra, cell biologist Bruce Lipton, on human consciousness researcher Lynn McTaggart, and a lot of other interesting and famous spiritualists. The film is called Inori, or The Power of Prayer, and the film asked whether it was possible for prayer or for Inori or prayer to turn genes on. He's a fascinating man. He wrote in 2006. He wrote a book called The Divine Code of Life: Awaken Your Genes and Discover Hidden Talents. And also, too, I want to welcome to the show Tomoko. Tomoko, are you there?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much for translating today. And you work with Mr. Shiratori's office?
Yes. I'm his film production producer.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yes.
I'm so glad you're here. And Dr. Murakami, thank you so much for coming on my show today.
Same to you.
I will try to speak slower
so
you can understand me. Sometimes I drink too much coffee, so I talk fast, but I will speak slowly today.
Please do. Thank you.
you're being heard in over 70 countries around the world. And the first thing I want to ask is, Dr. Murakami, how did you become interested in how positive thoughts and positive prayer can turn on positive genes in the body?
はい、2つのバックグラウンドがあります。1つは21世紀の最初に、人の、DNA シーケンスが全て分かったことです。これは大変な大きなイベントで、アメリカ大統領とイギリスの首相が各社と共に共同記者会見をやったというような出来事でした。そしてその全ての DNA のシーケンスが分かって驚くべきことが分かりました。それは全ての DNA シーケンスのうちで本当に意味が分かっているのは 2% ぐらいだということが分かったんです。その他はジャンク DNA だと言われてました。ジャンクが 98% もあるわけがないと思ったら、そのジャンクと言われるところに遺伝子のスイッチのオンとオフに関係する、そういう部位が隠されているということが分かりました。
よろしいですか。Okay, so there are two big reasons. The first one is in the beginning of 21st century, the DNA sequences of genomes has been decoded, and it was a big issue. So the U.S. president and
yes.
the prime minister of the
England,
they held the press conference to discuss about this matter, and then what we found out is that we only know 2% of how you know, genes work. And they called the rest 98% junk DNA. But you can't really say 98% are junk. So what we found out now is that within that 98% of junk DNA, it's actually they have the information to turn on or off the genes. So that's the first reason.
オンとオフを繰り返しながら働いているということが分かったんです。それで、はい。
So, the second reason is that we now know that the DNAs work in such a dynamic ways, and they have the ability to turn on and off. Like, they have like a switch for the lightning.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Hold on.他にございますか、
はい、オンとオフというものが環境によって起こるということが分かりました。環境によって。
And we now know that they turn on or off according to the environment.
遺伝子にとっては、私たちの使う心の使い方も環境だというふうに思ったんです。
And I also come to understand that our state of mind, how we use our mind, isAnother type of environment that influences the genes.
そうすると、心の動きが、働きが、遺伝子のオンとオフにいかに影響するかということを調べようと考えました。
So, I decided to do research on how our mind, the state of mind, influence how the genes work.
そこで、数年前に心と遺伝子研究会という研究会を立ち上げました。
So, 10 some years ago, I established the Mind and Gene Institute in Tsukuba, in Japan.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I had a conference here in the United States last year called the Galactic Wisdom Conference. I'm speaking slowly because I want Dr. McCartney to understand. And at that conference, I had a healer named Jerry Wills. And I want to share this with you because I think you'll understand what happened. Several people at the conference got miraculous healings. One lady had her eyesight restored. She'd been blind for decades. I kid you not, that actually happened. Another woman who'd been crippled for decades suddenly started jumping around and running around the auditorium. And I think, and I've always wondered about that, how he was able to do it, but I think what happened is that he must have turned on the genes which allowed spontaneous healing for the one lady to regain her eyesight and the other person to have fully restored movement in her legs.
あのコンフェンスでこのジュリー・ウィルスというヒーラーの方がいらっしゃって、それでずっと何十年 も盲目でらした方が目にか見えるようになり、でもう足が不自由だった方がもう本当に飛び回れるぐらい元気になって、で私は何を思うかというと、そのヒーリングによってどんな形かジーンズが遺伝子がオンになって、それでそういうふうな奇跡が起きた
ふうに考えているんですが、はい、そうだと思います。
I totally agree with you.
It's just so amazing. And the other, I read your book, and you have an example of blood glucose levels, and you said that you found that laughter has a beneficial effect on reducing blood sugar levels.
同じく、コケットも、笑いによって、下がるという実験の結果をお読みになった。
はい、私どもも高血圧患者さんを協力をしていただいて、笑いと遺伝子のオンとオフの関係をやっております。
So yes, we have conducted the research on the diabetic patientsDiabetic patients. And yes, their blood pressure level decreased due to laughter.
Yes.
Maybe the doctors here around the in the United States and around the world need to prescribe comedy movies to diabetic patients instead of in conjunction with their drugs for diabetes?
あの薬ではなくてそのあの お笑いの映画をあの処方するべきなんではないかというふうにおっしゃってます。
私もそう思います。
I agree with you.
Well,
それからあの高血あの糖尿病患者さんの食後の血糖値が笑いによって下がるダウンするということだけじゃなくて笑いによって免疫に関係する遺伝子の活性が上がるスイッチがオンになるということも見つけました。
We found out that not only that the blood sugar level of the diabetic patients decreases after having meal, it also enhances, vitalizes the immune cells.
Oh.
だから笑いは笑い事ではないわけです。
So in a way you could say laughter, it's not a laughing matter.
Very, very, very good.
笑いは、
yes. very good.
あの多くの民族の神話にも登場し、それから極限状態においても笑いが有効だと言われております。
So, if you look into the folk tales of any ethnic groups,、mm-hmm. you find like stories about laughter, and sometimes they say that laughter can save your life at you know very moment.
Here, I think there's an old saying here that says, laughter is the best medicine.
あの、笑いが一番の、あの、療薬だという、まあ、ことわざがありますけれども。
はい。副作用がないし。
And no side effects.
And no money for the medical establishment either, but that's all right. That's all right. Oh, fascinating, fascinating. In your book, go ahead.
アウシュビッツの捕虜収容所で奇跡的に生還したフランクルという博士がおりますが、この博士はビクター・フランクル。
ビクター
・フランクル。
Do you know Viktor Frankl? He survived the Auschwitz?
I think I've heard of him, but please explain. I'd love to. Go ahead, please.
彼は本当に極限状態でも毎日一日に一回笑おうということを実行して、笑いは魂を救うんだということも言っております。
In a such a severe environment, he made himself laugh at least once a day. And he left the statement that the laughter can save soul.
Beautiful, beautiful. That's very beautiful. I'd like to send some laughter and light and love to the children of Fukushima now. Because I had my guest on my earlier hour had mentioned a new report saying that there were no solutions to Fukushima, and it was kind of a doom and gloom. But I don't agree with that. I think that we ourselves can help in the process of cleaning up Fukushima.Through because we're very powerful spiritual beings, and we can clean that up just by sending love and light to Fukushima and with our intention.
あのちょうどこの前ですね、福島の関係者の方が出演されたそうで、であのすごくこうまあ希望がないというか、解決法がないというようなちょっと話だったんですけれども、はい、あの福島の子どもたちにあの愛とあの光とあのたくさんこう送りたいなと思っていて、でそれは私たちはとてもあのスピリチュアルな存在であるから、私たちの思いを届けることで何とかできるんではないかと考えているということです。
はい。Wonderful.
It's wonderful.
Well, if you could, I said this last hour, I think I'm just going to do it quickly again. This is based on the Ho'oponopono. It's a prayer used by Dr. Moto, and it goes very simple like this. It says, basically,
And I
know that Fukushima has been cleaned up, and the situation is not as bad as people say it is. I've listened to radio shows before where they're just doom and gloom, but I don't buy it because I think we help create the future. And if we think there's going to be disaster, well, then we help create that disaster. But if we look at the future as being positive and bright, that's what we will create, a positive and bright future.
Yes.
Yes. Well, and anyway, I just want to share this water prayer. It's based on the Ho'oponopono. Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you, and water, we thank you. And I'll say it again. Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
And water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
One more time. Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you. And I know I have a lot of listeners in Japan, and I wanted them to hear that in Japanese as well. So that's good. That's good.
Great.
That's good. Well, Dr. Murakami, you're a fascinating man, and you've done some fascinating, wonderful things. What kinds of things are you working on now?
So currently I'm working on whether the prayer can turn on our genes.
Oh,
yeah.
Fascinating. Fascinating. You mentioned a minute ago, very interesting at the beginning, you said that 98% are considered junk DNA. But I think you're right, Dr. Murakami. I don't think they're junk DNA. They're all there for a purpose.
一番頭に先生がその 98% がジャンク DNA であるはずがないとおっしゃっていますけど、私もその考えに、そうだと思いますと、必ず何かの意図が、目的があるはずだと思っています、
はい、電子の暗号を読んでて感じることは読む技術も大したもんだけどももっともっとすごいことがあるということに気がつきました。それは読む前にすでに書き込んであるということです。
So when I was reading the genetic codes, I come to notice that of course we established the method to read the genes is great, but more than that, way more than that, it was written beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
誰が書いたのか、人間ではありません。人間の遺伝子を、情報を人間が書けるわけがないんです。
So, who wrote the genes, who created the genome? It's like, it can't be us, humans, because we can't design us.
そうですか、自然が書いたとしか考えられません。
So, I thought it must be nature.
自然はどうして書くことができるのか。
So how can nature design life?
私のよく知っている自然は目に見える自然、測定可能の自然です。
So the nature that's familiar with us is some the visible nature.
しかしその visible nature が狭い狭い空間に万眼の情報を書き込めるわけがありません。
But still, the visible nature cannot write something massive within such a subtle, small space.
したがって自然には目に見える自然と目に見えない自然の2つがあるんではないかと思い出しました。
So I thought there could be two types of nature, something visible and something invisible.
人間にとって本当に大切なものは目に見えないんじゃないかと思います。
Something more, most precious to us must be invisible nature. or something invisible.
それ愛、愛情、それから
love,
命、
life,
それからこの万眼の始末をこう書き込んで、始末を働かしている目に見えない力。
The power that's written so much information within such a small space and make them work perfectly in this world.
I have to. I just want to interject a little footnote, Dr. McCurran. I want to share this quote from Professor Albert Einstein. I want to share this with you real quick, just one sentence. He said that if he had to do it over again, he would not build an atomic bomb, but instead a bomb of love, which would shed love and light and throughout the whole world. And I thought that was such a beautiful, beautiful saying he had.
アインシュタインが、もう一度やり直せるとしたら、原子爆弾ではなくて愛の爆弾を作って世界中に愛を放ちたいという言葉を残されたということ。
素晴らしいですね。アインシュタインは非常にスピリチュアルな人だったと思います。
I believe that Einstein, Dr. Einstein, he was such a spiritual person.
Absolutely. 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 Well, please continue. I just wanted to share that with you.
すいません。どうぞ続けてくださいということです。
私どもは今、その目に見えないものの力っていうのを軽視してるんじゃないかと思います。
We tend to neglect the power of invisible.
その目に見えない偉大な力を私は something great、something great と呼んでおります。
And I started calling that invisible power something great.、
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful. And I agree with you, it is something great. Something、mm-hmm. way beyond us here.、
Mm-hmm. 私たちは本当超越した存在であると感じます。
And Dr. Murakami, I have to tell you something very interesting. As you've been saying, as you said something great beyond us,This entire studio lit up in this beautiful white light. I mean, it's cloudy and rainy outside the studio here in Seattle. I'm up in a high office building. But here in the studio, all this white, beautiful white light came in. And that's from my angelic friends saying that you're right.
シャトルは雨雲に覆われてるんですけれども、ラジオステーションの中、先生が、something great と言った瞬間に、こう光が非常にガクガクガクって、これは、エンジェリックな存在たちからその通りですというサインだと思います。
Wonderful sign.
It says that's a wonderful sign.
Well, my angels always remind me when I'm on track, and this is definitely, they're saying they're all clapping for you. They're saying they're really enjoying your interview.
Hi.
On that note, I noticed, I haven't read this book, but I should get a copy.Several years ago, you wrote a book with Masami Sayonji called Genes and Cosmic Essences. Could you please explain a little bit about this wonderful book?
Yes. DNA が生き物の体の設計図だということがおっしゃられておりますが、そしたら宇宙に設計図があるか、このハーモニーの取れた宇宙がどうしてできたのか、設計図があるのか。で、ある、宇宙学者は、宇宙にも意志、ウィルのようなものがあるんじゃないかと言っておりますが、その生物の設計図と、宇宙の設計図、ものがあるか、宇宙にもサムシングレートがあるのか、という問題について、私は科学者としての立場から、それから、まさみさんは、スピリチュアルリーダーとしての立場から、その問題について論じております。
So, in this book, Genes, and Cosmic Essences, well, DNA, is our blueprint of physical body.、
Mm-hmm.
And is there, so the book discusses, is there a blueprint of the universe? Because universe, has certain laws and, some scientists says?
Yes.
Universe also has the wheel?
Mm-hmm. Something like wheel.
Something like the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the organic living things, they have the blueprint as like DNA.
Mm-hmm.
So must this, the universe that runs in such a harmonious way, does it have the like a DNA like us, like a blueprint of the universe? And so in this book, Mrs. Sayonji is speaking from a spiritual leader's perspective, and I'm from the scientist. As a scientist, we're discussing this matter.
Mm-hmm. I know that they had a wonderful conference in May in Tokyo. Actually, Mount Fuji. I attended last year, and it was the Symphony of Peace Prayers.
去年5月の、富士聖地の祈りに、参加したんですけれども。Go ahead.
Yes, and that was not reported here in the United States, but it was a very, very important conference because they sent prayers of positive love and light around the world. I remember that. Beautiful, very beautiful place.
アメリカでは放映されなかったんですけれども、世界中の、国々に、愛と感謝を送ったという集会でした。
はい、私もその集会には参加しなかったんですけど、その前に行われたプレシンポジブには参加しました。
I wasn't there exactly that day, but I attended the previous symposium.
Oh, good, good. But I mentioned that only as an example of your wonderful work, because that's what your research has found, that positive thoughts, positive prayers can create a positive planet. Much better plan.
今、このことをちょっと言ったのは、先生の研究によって、ポジティブな思考、それからポジティブな祈りが、このもうより良い世界を作っていくという、はい、ことをお伝えしたかった。
はい、Thank you. Sayonji Masami is one of my good friends.
Wonderful people. They put on such a wonderful conference last year. And one of the things, too, I want to read the preface that the Dalai Lama wrote in your book in 2006. The Dalai Lama wrote, humankind in the 21st century is faced with challenges that cannot be solved by science or religion alone. We need to blend out spiritual understanding with modern scientific knowledge in order to overcome suffering.Then he wrote, Kazuo Murakami's important research brings us closer to that goal. That was from the Dalai Lama. And I guess one of the things I'd like to mention, as with Fukushima, I think, not only needs a technological help, but also a spiritual help as well, because I believe that through our own thoughts, we can help clean up Fukushima.
コメントですね。生命の暗号へいただいている、はい、を読まれました。そして、福島はテクノロジーのサポート、科学のサポートだけではなくて、やはりそのスピリチュアルなサポートもすごく大切なんではないかというふうに考えています。
はい、私も全くそう思います。私はダラガマ法王に合計6回出会いました。
6回です。
はい。はい、この十数年に。
はい、I totally agreed. I had a chance to meet Dalai Lama 6 times in the last 10 years or so.
He laughed a lot.
He laughed a lot.
Oh, he was practicing a lot of his own medicine about laughter.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 彼は偉大な哲学家ですけども、科学にも非常に深い造形があります。
So he is a great spiritual leader, but he also understands science very well.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
仏教は心の科学だと言っております。
And he say Buddhism is the science of heart, mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful. One of the Go ahead.
仏典で現代科学から見て明らかにおかしいという。ことがあったらどうするかという質問に対して、から仏典の方を検討する用意がありますと言いました。
バイブル？仏典。
そう、ブディズムの。
ブディズム
の。テキストブック。
The text, you know, the textbook for the Buddhists?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a question, if there is some questions about that textbook from the modern scientific view, what would you do? And Dalai Lama answered that I would look into the textbook.
Oh, okay.
Why? 彼は自分は 100% ブッダの弟子だけども、仏典を書いたのはブッダじゃない。弟子が300年も前に書いたので、弟子は人間です。人間は誤りを犯します。で、自分も仏典を読んでて、どうしても納得できないことがあるということを発言しました。
So he said he's a great disciple of the Buddha, but the textbook for Buddhism is not written by Buddha himself. So, the writer is a person, right? Was a person. So the person sometimes make mistakes.
Right.
So sometimes the Dalai Lama, he does have some questions on what's written in the textbook. So, so although he is a disciple of Buddha, it doesn't mean he believes everything. He does question himself as well.
Well, he sounds like a delightful man. One thing I want to run by you, and I've been really impressed with the Dalai Lama for doing this, is because, you know, the Chinese government has not been very nice to the Tibetan people. They've, over the years, they came in and forcibly took over their country back in the 50s. They persecuted many Tibetans. But yet, the Dalai Lama sends them much peace and love. In every conversation he has about the way they've been treated by the Chinese government, he gives them lots of love and light, and I think I admire him so much for that.
Dalai Lama, チベット国はこれまで中国政府によって随分と大変な思いをされているにもかかわらず、ダワイラマは方は大変常に愛と慈愛を持って、中国政府にも対応していらっしゃると、でとても尊敬を無念を抱きます。
はい、私もそうです、
I do too.
Yeah.
I admire him too.
Very wonderful, very, very important man. I think that your research teaches us, Dr. Murakami, that we can create a much better and much happier world by emphasizing the positive and thinking positive thoughts.
先生の研究は、いわゆる私たちが、ポジティブ思考、そしてポジティブな、祈りをすることで、より良い世界を作っていけるということを、示してくださっていると思うんですけれども。
はい、私もそういうことについて貢献したいと思っております。
So, that's my way of contributing to this world.
Beautiful, just beautiful. I want to quote something from your book. In your book, The Divine Code of Life, on page 70, you write, practicing give and give instead of give and take is an effective way to turn on your genes. Could you please explain that?
生命の暗号の70ページに、give and take ではなくて、sorry, can you say what it, give and take and give and...
He says, practicing give and give.
Give, okay.
Give and give instead of give and take. In other words, a lot of people... Yeah, go ahead.
奪うことではなくて、与えることを行いなさいというお話を本の中で書かれているということなんですけれども、もうちょっと具体的に説明していただけますでしょうか。
はい。私どもは自分で生きていると思ってますけれども、自分の力だけで生きている人は一人もないんです。
We think we're living by ourselves, but no one is living alone.
それは細胞を見てても分かって、細胞は自分の役割を果たしますけども、果たしながら他の細胞を助けてるわけです。
So if we look into the cells of our body, you can see that each cell has their own function, but they help each other.
だから臓器が働くことができるし、臓器は自分の働きをやりながら 全体の答えを生かすために働いています。すなわち、ヘルプイーチアザーが自然界の一つの法則なんですね。
So, and, by working, the cells working together, the organs, function, and the organs work together to, create the harmonious environment of the whole body. And so, helping each other is the universal law that runs through us.
で、遺伝子は利己的だというセルフィッシュ・ジーンという考え方がかなり広まってますけども、私はセルフィッシュだけでは生きられないと思っております。
And, now, this word selfish genes, or selfish DNA, I believe is becoming famous, nowadays, but I don't think that cells can be, the genes can be selfish all the time.
Mm-hmm. I want to read this, if I may. This is two sentences from your book, Dr. Mercani. Quote, we receive the greatest returns from the divine. It's best to approach life with an attitude of a give and give. And then you give an example of a mother and child. Mother gives to her child constantly without any expecting anything in return. Her rewards are in heaven.
私たちは大いなるものから常にいただいていて、その例として、母と子の関係、母は本当に見返りなく子に与え続けている、まさにその行動こそが
だと思いますね。だからサムシングレイトっていうのは、うん、サムシングなんですけども、私は全ての生き物の母親のような、親のような存在だというふうに思ってまして、私どもには親があります。間違いないですね。親には親がある。遡っていくと、命、生き物を生み出した親のようなものがなければ、私は存在しないというふうに思っております。
So, when I say something great, the something is something, but something is, I regard it as like our mother, the great mother, the parent. Mm-hmm. And the physical parents have parents and parents. And if you trace back further on, it goes through the origin of the life itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, there must be some presence that created the whole life.
だからその something great がクリエイターした私の体の中には利己的な遺伝子だけではなくて利他的な遺伝子、他のものを助けるための遺伝子、助け合いの遺伝子があるというふうに思っております。で、これは一つの遺伝子かどうかわかりませんが、21世紀にはそういうものが見つかっていくと、私どもの体の中にも、利他の心が生み出す根源、遺伝子があるというふうに考えておりまして、そういうものを将来見つけたいと思っております。
So, our body, physical body is given from the something great. And, this physical body is made out of genes, not only selfish genes, but also altruistic genes.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in 21st century, these altruistic genes can be found through science. And because I believe there are altruistic genes, I believe there's a spirit of altruism resides within our bodies. And there must be a source of this altruism hidden in the DNA, our genome. So I hope to find this through my research in the future.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I think you will find those genes, actually. I think you will find those genes, Dr. Murakami.
見つけられると思います。
はい。
And if you can help people turn on those genes, I think we'd all have a much better and more harmonious and loving planet.
その先生の研究によって、さらに皆さんのその利他的な遺伝子がオンになっていったら、もっと素晴らしい世界になるんじゃないでしょうか。
はい、I hope so.
Well, we will. Well, I think what you may want to do is take some genes, if you can, and look at them under an electron microscope and have people laugh around these genes to see which genes turn on, you see?
Mm.
And And then that maybe help in your research. I don't know, but might help.
ちょっとしたアイデアなんですけれども、遺伝子ですね、をこう顕微鏡で見ているところで、こうみんなで囲んで、もういっぱい笑って、で、その時にどの遺伝子がこう変化するかっていうのを、こう、リアルタイムで見ていったら結構、発見が早くなるんじゃないでしょうかって。
そうですね。今しかし、顕微鏡では見れないんですけども、どの DNA、どの遺伝子がオンになって、どれがオフになっているかっていうのは、測ることができるんです。
We cannot visibly see through the microscope, but we have the method to measure, in which genes are turned on and off.
Fascinating.
だから私どもは今すべての遺伝子、あの遺伝子の断片を貼り付けた DNA チップという小さなガラス破片に3万個ほぼ全部の遺伝子を貼り付けて、そしてそのうちどの遺伝子がオンになっているか、どれがオフになっているかということを測定できるんです。それによってオンとオフを測ってまして、でオンとオフというのは、オンが 100% でオフが 0% だと思われますけど、遺伝子はもっとデリケートで、ほとんど働かない遺伝子を 20% だけオンにしよう。50、100、200、300とアナログに変わっていきます。そういう微妙なコントロールを遺伝子がやっている。それを今、科学の力である程度測ることができる。ということで、私どもは遺伝子のオンとオフの研究を進めております。
So, now there is a DNA chip where you can paste 30,000 DNAs, genes, and you think that turning on and off is like 0% or 100%, but the genes are more delicate. So it's more of analog. It's like you can turn on 20%, 100%, 300%. That's how we do it.
That's just fascinating. One thing in your book, too, you mentioned, Dr. Murakami, that plants, for example, share 90% of identical DNA with us humans, but it's in that very relatively small percentage that makes the difference between whether, for example, you grow up as a plant or as a human or another animal.
So in the book, 本の中で先生が、人間と植物は約 90% の DNA をシェアしていると。で、本当にこう、ほんの少しの割合だけが違いなんですけれども、何がこう、人や植物やその他の生物といったものを違えていくんでしょうか？
一つはやっぱり遺伝子そのものの変、バリエーションだと思います。しかし、例えばですね、人とチンパンジーの遺伝子を比較すると、人にはあって、チンパンジーにはないという遺伝子は一つもないんです。全部同じ遺伝子なんです。何が違うかというと、私はそのスイッチのオンとオフが違う。だと思います。だからその遺伝子そのものの差は少ない、非常に考えているよりも少なくて、オンとオフの差が、の方が大きい。ということは環境によって人は変わるということですね。遺伝子のスイッチの温度が変わるということです。で、その環境の中に心があると思ってるんです。
So, what makes us different? The one reason might be variation in the genes, but if you look at the genes of chimpanzees and humans, they're identical.
Fascinating.
They're identical.
Wow.
But I think the difference would be which genes are turned on and which are not. And so our differences are very small, and so what's important is which genes are turned on and off, and that's most influential factor of making us different. And the genes are influenced by the environment, whether they are turned on or off. And the environment include our mind and heart.
Hmm. Fascinating, fascinating. There's another section on in your book on page 38 where you write, "Our genes act before we think." Could you please explain that?
本の中で遺伝子は私たちが考えるよりも先に動く、行動するというお話があるんですけど、説明していただけますか？
はい、それは例えば消化吸収をにも遺伝子が関係してるんですけども、それは私どもが考えるよりも先に体自身の自動制御で動いてるわけです。したがって、私どもの考え以前に動く遺伝子と、それから私どもが考えたことによって動く遺伝子と二つ通りあるというのを思ってます。
So, when we have a meal, our body starts to digest before we think anything. So it's an automatic process. So I believe there are genes that, help the process of automatic, system within our body, and also, the genes that react to our thoughts or mind.
Fascinating. Fascinating. I know I think you're right too, because I think a lot of it determines a person's environment. And if a person's sick or not feeling well, a lot of it originates from the mind. And I think you're absolutely right, Dr. Murakami, about that.
病気の結構こう気からの病っていうことが多いので、先生のおっしゃることをすごく理解できます。
One of the things that I learned many years ago was that cancer cells, for example, vibrate at a very low frequency. I believe they vibrate at something like 2 hertz per second. Whereas rose petals, vibrate at something like 200 hertz per second. And back in the 90s, I heard of several different health practitioners, alternative health practitioners, Dr. Murakami and Tomoko, who would use rose oil to treat skin cancer because it would raise the vibrations of the cells in the body, and so that the cancers with cells would die off. And like your research indicates, if you use a lot of laughter for illnesses, and I think that would have the same beneficial effect, where you could literally laugh your way out of feeling sick.
90年代初期にですね、がんは低周波数にハーツですね。で、振動していて、ローズオイルが200で振動しているということで、それを、皮膚がんにローズオイルを塗ることで、がんを治そうという取り組みがされて、それで実際に、良くなっていったそうなんですけれども、そういう意味では、本当に笑いというものが、私たちの病気にものすごく効果的なんではないかというのをすごく思います。
笑いで病気を治そうという、そういう、ことをやってる人もありますし、事実そういうことが起こる、というふうに思います。
I believe there are many practitioners who are using laughter as a medicine for a lot of illnesses.
That's right. That's right. And I think along with laughter comes gratitude as well, because when I was in Japan last year, I have to tell you this story, and I'd love your reaction, Dr. Murakami. I heard about a gentleman in Tokyo, it was last year, he had some difficult times. He'd lost his family, lost his wife. He had filed bankruptcy, and he was destitute. And so what he started doing, he started saying arigato 3,000 times a day. And within a couple of months, this same man suddenly had a tremendous reversal in both finances. He's now the head of a multi-million dollar company in Tokyo, a very successful company. He met a beautiful woman. He has 2 beautiful children now. His life completely turned around by emphasizing love and gratitude.
この話をぜひ先生とシェアさせてもらいたいと思ったんですけれども、東京の方で、男性の方で、で、 家族を亡くし、財産も亡くし、破産して、もう本当にどん底にいらっしゃった方が、1日に3000回ありがとうということを、続けたらですね、数ヶ月後にもう世界がひっくり返って、今では、もうみんなに、ものすごい、大きな会社を持っていらっしゃって、素晴らしい女性と出会い、2人の子供にも恵まれという、そういう、本当に感謝、という思いで人生が変わったという方と出会ったんですけれども、
私も似たような経験を持っております。私 あのデバインコードオブライフという本を読んで、私本当に感動して、末期がんで医者がもう余命を告げて遺書まで書いた人が、その自分の命がいかに尊いか、それからありがとうとか感謝のことを繰り返し、捉えることによって、末期がんが完全に治って、今や講演をして、歩いておられる、という話を聞きまして、そういうことが事実起こっていることに、私も、遭遇しております。
I have a similar story to share. There was a person who read the Divine Code of Life, my book.
Yes.
And in, she was so impressed, and she was last stage cancer, and she was almost at the verge of death, and she has written last will in a way, but then after she read this Divine Code of Life, she noticed how precious life is, how precious her life is. And she started sending gratitude. And well, then, as a result, she gone over this cancer, and she is doing well now. And it's a real life story. She's now going everywhere giving lectures.
Oh, how beautiful. How beautiful. If you like, please send me her contact information. I'd love to interview her for my show. Mm-hmm.
もし差し支えなければ、ぜひ彼女もインタビューさせていただきたいので、後ほどご連絡先を教えていただければと
思います。はいはい、私とジョイントイベントをやる予定なんです。
So, Dr. Murakami and this lady are having a joint
publish a book. And,
is going to publish a book.
Already.
Oh. Wonderful.
Already.
Wonderful.
Oh, the book is already published.
Yes.
Oh,
what is the name of it, please? And is it available in English?
Kudo Husami.
Husami Kudo.
Okay. Husami.
Ms. Husami Kudo.
Okay.
英語には。
まだですね。
It's still in Japanese, not translated.
皆さんに訳します。
Maybe Tomo can translate it.
Well, maybe so. That would be nice.
病気を治してくれとは言わずに、すべてのものに感謝する、がんの神様にも感謝すると。
So, what's wonderful about her is that she never asked anyone to cure her. She just send gratitude to the cancer cells, like, oh no, the god of cancer.
Oh.Interesting.
She sent gratitude to the god of cancer.
How interesting. How interesting. Fascinating. You know, I'm so glad you brought her up because, you know, a lot of people around the world are having tough times. We all have tough times. I think sometimes it's just part of life. But it's nice to hear about these wonderful stories because people often wonder what can they do to improve their situation or make themselves happy. And you've just given a wonderful, really wonderful story. We've got about 45 seconds left of this, and it's gone too fast. But Dr. Murakami, please, I'd like for you to give you the next 30 seconds or so to say whatever you like.
30
seconds, 何か最後に一言。人間の遺伝子の差は、自脳の差はほとんどなくて 99.5% 同じなんです。したがって、これは人間にはすべて、同じようなチャンスが与えられているということで、オンリーワンの存在である。地球生命では38億歳、宇宙生命では137億歳の 生命の歴史が刻まれているから命は尊い生きたと思っています。
Okay, I'll go quick.
Okay.
So we humans share 99.5% of genes. So we're given the same chance, the same abilities. So we're all only one. So we're very precious only one. And we share like 3.8 billion years of life history. And so we are very precious beings.
Wonderful.
Live only one.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on today, my friends. I hope you have a beautiful weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.